The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Take care not to perform deeds of righteousness in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret. And your Father, who sees in secret, will repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on street corners so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret, and your Father, who sees in secret, will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face so that you may not appear to be fasting, except to your Father who is hidden. And your Father who sees what is hidden will repay you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So, question for all of us. And it may sound like a silly question, but it's not. It is a serious question. Why are you here? For the ashes! Of course, for the ashes. But what will they do for you? Will they change you? Why are you here? I mean, after all, what we are doing this evening is such a bizarre thing to do. To smear dirt on our foreheads seems to be in total contradiction to what Jesus is talking about in the gospel. So why are you here? It's an important question for Lent. I mean, this is the season when we more intensely examine who we are, what we are about, look at what we are doing. Does that coincide with our call to discipleship? We begin this journey. Why are you here? And I don't think there's just one answer to that question. I don't think there is only one right answer to that question. Many answers to that question. Why are you here? Because it's the beginning of Lent. Because I am a Catholic. Because I am dust, and to dust I will return. Because I am a sinner in need of repentance. Because I desperately need to make a new start. Because I don't dare to go to confession or communion. And these ashes are the last thread to the faith into which I was born. Because it's good luck to receive ashes, bad luck not to. Because I can take a selfie with ashes on my forehead and send it to Mom and let her know that once in a while I do go to Mass. I am here because I don't know why, but something is calling me here. It's an important question. Why are you here? Think about that question. Think about that question tonight before you go to bed.